The guy we're going to have on next, he'll talk Yankees with us. I know that. And that is Vince Cotroneo. Joins us. He's one of the play-by-play voices on the radio for the Oakland A's. And Vinny and I go back a long way. We did many shows together and knows the game. Called Vinny, nice to have you here.
Marty, how are you? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been.
Let me get it closer.
There you go. Now
you're directing, you're producing.
Now you're a pro.
Gee.
Very good.
No, you made me who I am, right?
Well, I did. That's another one I started his career.
So you wouldn't be the first or the last.
Trust me, I know. The stories I could tell.
Look, Yankees, Red Sox. I mean, you've been through this with the A's. We'll talk about the A's and Giants in a minute. But Bogaerts hits it. The numbers of the Red Sox are just off the charts. They have the more wins before Game 100 going back to the Orioles in 1969.
It's a very deep lineup. You know, you got Sale and Price at the top. I know Sale had some issues with the hand, but he's been okay. Kimbrel is pretty good at the end of the ball games as well. Joe Kelly's a little shaky, but they're a complete club. And, you know, Alex Cora just stays out of the way and lets those guys do what they can. Now, they've got an issue at third base. Devers is out. He's on the disabled list. I still think Dave Dombrowski is a pretty aggressive general manager. He's going to do something. What he's going to do remains to be seen, but I see him adding. And when you're a team like the Red Sox, you're just looking for that postseason piece. What do we need? That extra left-handed batter, right-handed batter, that one left-hand reliever, whatever that case might be for a team like the Red Sox, where they are right now, that's what they're looking for.
Well, and there's no luxury for them to say, hey, let's just hold off and see what happens, because the Yankees, like three games behind them, neither one of those teams can afford to play that wild card game.
No, you're right. Nobody wants the one game play-in, although it would be in their ballpark in all likelihood. But still, that's no guarantee that you're going to win that. You can look at the history of the play-in games, and I mean, certainly here the Giants can speak to that, winning in Pittsburgh and other places as well. So, I mean, that's no guarantee. And I think when those two teams have gotten together, they've been pretty much even again. Against each other, but the Red Sox have been very good, except against the Athletics, who have a winning record against them.
Well, I'll tell you again, Vinny, and I did A's baseball for many years, and of course you, when the late Bill King expired, of course you came in and the captain took over, Ken Korak, and you've been with the A's ever since. It's been a long time, but I look back when you had the wild card game at Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I realized John Lester, you know, they made all the moves to Marger, which I think still were going for it. If the A's win that game, I think they could be in the World Series. And I bring it up because something you just said. You win that wild card game, and if you got a pitching staff, you can compete. And the A's did in those days.
Well, that was an interesting second half, because you get John Lester, who had World Series experience, you know, all the things that are on his resume. And he knew he was a hired gun. I mean, that's what he was there for the remainder of the season. What people didn't maybe appreciate at the time, and certainly as the season went on, they became more understanding of, when you remove somebody out of your lineup that captured the spotlight, like Yoenis Cespedes did, it made a difference. I mean, the A's felt like their pitching was pretty good. Yeah, Lester has that great resume, I get that, but all of a sudden Cespedes was out of the lineup. You know, Josh Donaldson is looking over his shoulder. Brandon Moss is looking over his shoulder. Do I have to be the guy? Where's the guy? And even though Cespedes, you know, was, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster, but he was the guy that captured, loved, relished, and took the spotlight and took the pressure off the rest of the club. That said, in that play-in game, 7 stolen bases by the Royals, but the first ball of the game was a ground ball up the middle, and Jed Lowry couldn't make the play to his left. And then at one point, before it all broke loose in the 8th inning, Lester had retired 12 out of 13. I mean, he had things in hand. He was doing what you wanted John Lester to do. They brought in Yordani Ventura, and Brandon Moss hit the home run off of him. Unexpectedly comes in after being a starter all year, that Ned Yost used him as a reliever. Ned Yost basically fell into that because the team willed themselves to win that game against the A's. The A's took the lead of the 12th. Kiaspo gets the base hit, and they got the lead. And then the falls apart again and the hanging breaking ball, and you know the rest of the story.
Well, I think it would have been A's Giants. I truly believe that in the World Series, because that's how good that A's.
But the A's needed Sonny Gray to win that game in Texas. Yeah. To get them to that play-in game.
You bring up a very good point, and now maybe we know more than we did then with the analytics and everything else, and Adam, Allie, Carmen, I'll say it to everybody. You take that main guy out of the lineup. Holy cow. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, you take Chris Davis and goodbye. Chris Davis, you're done. What it does to the lineup, and they took the big guy out of the lineup and traded him. That's a little different.
It was, and people, as you know, Marty, they look at the A's organization and say, this is a club that doesn't go for it.
Yeah.
And acquiring John Lester was clearly a go-for type move. It was a move to get them deep in the playoffs. I remember working for the Rangers In 98 and 99, they could not beat the Yankees. They scored one run in each of the division series in 98 and 99 with that offense, with Pudge and with
A-Rod.
A-Rod wasn't there yet, but Pudge and Raffy.
Raff Palmieri, yeah, Juan Gonzalez there.
A bunch of guys. And so after that second year, Doug Melvin says, we need a left-hander to combat the Yankees. So he trades Juan Gonzalez to get Justin Thompson. How many games did he win? I'm still waiting to find out what the number was. I think he may have won one game in the time he was with Texas. Yeah. So, yeah, he got hurt a lot, and that wasn't the answer. The point being, sometimes you're looking for some specific thing instead of being thankful or understanding that what you currently have might be good enough to get you where you want to go.
Oh, boy, interesting. I miss talking ball with Vinny.
Well, we've been discussing this all morning, sort of, or all week, really. Are the A's a buying team? Because You're saying they're a team that usually doesn't go for it. The Yoenis Cespedes thing was sort of an odd luxury piece that they had because he was still under contract for the following season when they traded him. Do they have a piece like that they could move right now, an expendable piece to go get something to help them, even if it's maybe just to get to a wild card game?
I don't think there's something on the Major League level that they want to give up at this point. But they've got a lot of inventory in the minor leagues, and they're not going to touch some of the top guys like Sean Murphy, the catcher, Jesus Luzardo, the pitcher they got last year from the Nationals in the Sean Doolittle deal. But there are other players, position players, and there's certainly other pitchers that are in the system. Right now, the way the A's look at it, I think if you look at September of 2019, if you've got Jesus Luzardo in your rotation, if A.J. Puck has come back from Tommy John surgery, if James Kaprielian is pitching, and he's not right now, he's not throwing. But this is a guy that they got in the Sonny Gray deal, former number one pick out of UCLA. If those guys are pitching, I think Lizardo's in the big leagues. I think Puck is knocking on the door, and you're excited about what lies ahead with Kaprielian. I think that's what the A's are looking at. Now, who's out there? I mean, Lance Lynn, is he a difference maker?
Jay Happ.
Is Jay Happ a difference maker?
Eovaldi, yeah. I don't know if any of these
guys
are
difference makers.
Not Jay Happ.
I understand.
Jay Happ.
Have you seen the way Jay Happ has pitched lately?
It's been J.F. Happ lately.
Is what it's been. It's been really bad for three or four straight starts. James Shields has struggled. The guy that's out there. Eovaldi had a tough go of it lately.
They're not aces.
That guy is not out there. Would Lance Lynn potentially make a difference for your club? I suppose he could, but at what price is that worth?
How about Tyson Ross?
Tyson Ross is an interesting name, and I think Dan Straley is an interesting name as well. Ross does not cost a lot. He's certainly healthy now. He's familiar with the Bay Area. He's a local kid, and he's throwing the ball great for San Diego.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not cost you much to get a guy like Tyson Ross?
I like that. All right, what do you think of these six games in a row? You've done this interleague for a while.
Well, when I was in the Texas League, we used to have a series like this all the time, 5- and 6-game series, just because of the travel. So it's unique. The energy is phenomenal, as we all know. The energy was great last night. It'll be that way tonight and tomorrow afternoon. And it'll be replicated when the A's host the 3 games starting next Friday night. I think they'll have crowds in excess of 40,000 over there as well. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot riding on it. The Giants are closer to where they want to be than the A's are. Even though the A's are playing better baseball than the Giants, and the divisions are just different. That's the nature of the beast. Nobody, as you know, is taken off in the West. It's kind of run back and forth. You can make a case right now that the Colorado Rockies are on the outside and they're closing fast because they're playing very good baseball right now and playing better baseball at home, which they weren't doing for a while. With the A's, you're looking at basically playing for one game. You likely are not going to catch the Astros. Their rotation is just too strong. They won again today. They shut out the Tigers yesterday. They won 9-1 today. They're going to hold on to a significant lead. So you have to catch the Mariners. And then, like you said before, you're going someplace to play that game. You're going to New York or you're going to Boston to make that happen. So that's why I don't think you're going to back up the truck with your prospects to get that second half guy that's not going to be under control beyond this year.
I agree. But it made a nice race. I mean, you're still in it, obviously.
Absolutely.
It's been very exciting.
Five back going into the All-Star break right now is something, something to hold on to. And they've got 10 more games left with the Mariners. I think 6 of those are at home. They've got 2 more series with the Astros. There's a lot of good baseball left inside the American League West for the A's to certainly be a factor.
It's a good race. Well, that's what you asked for, just to be in action. What about Brett Anderson tonight? And, I'll ask you about Manaea for tomorrow. What about Anderson tonight?
Anderson, in his last start, was throwing 87, 89 miles an hour. Now, he's not the 95 guy he was when he first got to the big leagues with the A's with a great knee-buckling curveball. He's He's creative, and he has to be. I mean, he has to get probably to 90 to 91, where his fastball did not have velocity. But in his first start against Seattle, when he came back to the big leagues, he was 92, 93 in Seattle. We haven't seen that since. And he had the shoulder issue, which shut him down for a while after the game in Toronto. He told me after the game, which he won on the road, his last start, pitch and pray. He had two key situations with runners on base, and he's facing Eric Gonzalez. He wasn't facing Francisco Lindor. He wasn't facing Jose Ramirez, and he made pitches, got out of those innings, and the A's, you know, had enough offense, and they won that ball game. It might be different tonight. I mean, I know the Giants have really struggled recently against left-handed starters, which is why the A's juggled their rotation specifically for the back-to-back lefties to close out the first half. So, I mean, Anderson knows how to pitch. He's, you know, got the curveball, and he's got a changeup now. He's had some success here. We'll see, but he's not the Brett Anderson that the A's fans remember, and he's not the Brett Anderson even maybe a couple of years ago. But the A's are relying on this back to the future rotation with him and with Trevor Cahill to kind of push them into the second half.
I was going to say, to be fair, Jeff Samardzija is not the Jeff Samardzija the A's remember either.
No question. Yeah, his velocity is down, and you know, the difference between a guy like Madison Bumgarner, who has finesse. You know, he has that curveball.
The cutter, the changeup,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he keeps you off. I mean, as we all know, everything is firm most of the time with Samardzija. And it's, you know, close to the same speed, close to the same area in the zone. If he gets this thing working the split, maybe it's a different story. But the fact that he doesn't have the fastball, his best half of pitching was when Kurt Young was with us with the Athletics when he came over from the Cubs. I mean, that really was a strong stretch of baseball for him. And he would have pitched game one of the postseason had we gotten past that play-in game against the Royals.
Wow, what a story. Boy, this is going to be fun tonight. A's and Giants, this is going to be fun tonight.
It's always fun.
It's
fun now because both teams have something riding.
Yeah.
And not just the Bay Area Bridge Trophy.
Yeah, that thing's pretty heavy, by the way.
Hey, you picked it up.
I can't pick it up. I'm not as strong as Marty.
The captain tried to get it from me yesterday. I was holding on to it.
You guys were like wrestling.
I was trying to hold on to it. Last thought for you. Great to have Vince Cotroneo with us at Vince Baseball on Twitter.
Hey, I listened to your podcast, by the way.
And what did you think of Carmen and Allie?
They did a nice job. Yeah. Very nice job.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Very good.
I listened to episode 8 and episode 9.
Very good. Yeah. All right, we're into
a little too giant intensive for somebody like me, but I get the idea.
Well, I was going to ask you just a general question right now because the All-Star game is coming up, and we took it on in the podcast as well. Do you think every city should be represented?
Absolutely. And not only that, I'll take it a step further.
Go ahead.
The Tigers have one representative, Joe Jimenez. Absolutely has to get in the game, bar none. He has to pitch.
He's
a reliever for them. You know who he is. That's what I'm saying. If a team has just one representative to this exhibition game where there's nothing riding on the line anymore, it's not, if you know, you win, you have home field advantage. Every team, like the A's had Stephen Vogt a couple of years ago, and he was held back because he was going to catch the knuckleballer Stephen Wright if they went to extra innings in the All-Star game that he was a part of, the last one in 2016. My opinion is, yes, every team should be represented, and more importantly, if you have just one representative, that player's got to get in the game.
I'm with you, 100%. As a Warriors fan, because the NBA doesn't do it that way, the Warriors went like 15 years or 14 years, didn't have an All-Star. My whole childhood, I'd watch the All-Star game. You had nobody to root for.
Jimenez can't get one batter out face one batter.
Yeah, get your guy in the game. Let him go to the All-Star game.
Steph Curry can't play one rotation up and down the court.
Let Steph Curry shoot one three-pointer in the All-Star game. Can we make that happen?
All right. I got it. That's an amendment, and we didn't cover that on the podcast.
Okay. But I am in agreement with you that, yes, every team should be represented.
Yeah, I like
Why
that.
Not?
I like it.
All right, Vinny, great to have you on.
Thank you, Marty.
Always
appreciate
a very,
it.
Very, very
good
welcome
to see you guys.
Thank you.
You always do great work. I do listen. I can't tell anybody that, but I do listen.
All right. All right, Vince Cotroneo, pleasure. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.